Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And today we head back to Italy to catch up with Federica Di Nicola to chat a little bit about her run. And don't forget, if you'd like to win an entry into a half Ironman event, we're heading towards the closing date for July as we're recording this. And it's up for grabs. It's worth $350 US. And if you'd like to get into that draw, all you need to do is become a patron of the Kona Edge. If you'd like to find out more, text the word IRONMAN to 44222 or just head over to thekonaedge.com/win. That's the web URL that you can get to get all the details. And get into become a patron. We've got some cool content, exclusive Kona Edge content that goes out to the patrons every week. But in doing so, you also help us keep the lights on. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/win or simply text the word IRONMAN to 44222. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's talk some running now, and a returning guest, Federica Di Nicola. Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thank you for joining us, and it's good to have you on. Let's talk about your run. Out of the three sports, running was probably about the only thing you did before you got into triathlon, but you weren't that competitive. So you are a bit of a novice at all three sports when you got started. Running, do you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the beginning, I wasn't a runner. I was a jogger, I would say. Because I just jogged in the park and had fun in this way. When I started running, I learned that I wasn't a runner. I had an awful stride and I injured myself a lot of times. Then I started to understand what to do, how to run, etc. And started to love the run in another way. Now the track is my monster, let's say. I hate the track, but I hit it once a week because it's the training that makes me improve the most. And every time I go there, I never want to train, but in the end, it's the most rewarding because I do something I never want to do, and it makes me improve mentally and also physically in the run.
Isn't that always the case, that it's the sessions that you hate doing the most while it's happening that are the most beneficial afterwards, and you get the biggest rewards out of?
Yeah, it usually happens like this to me. But it's not true that the mentally, of course, they are the most useful. But there are other sessions that I love that are making me improve a lot, in my opinion. For example, there is one on the treadmill that I don't mind. That is 30 seconds running, 30 seconds stopping with the with a medium incline, but it's high speed, and it helps you develop a lot of strength in your calves, And I did that session for the whole off season, and when I started running longer distances when the warm season came, I saw it was really beneficial to me. I was able to run longer distances without any fatigue in my calves. That never happened to me.
Brilliant. Federica, you mentioned as well that when you first started out, your sort of stride was terrible and you picked up a lot of injuries. Did you work a lot on your form? How did you sort those problems out?
I did a lot of proprioception exercises, actually. And I also started to do yoga. And it really helps, in my opinion, because we are really stiff as runners, and yoga helps you to fight this stiffness and to elongate your muscles. And also it helps your balance and your proprioception, that were my biggest mistakes, let's say. And the other thing I worked on were drills on the track. So my coach started to make me run barefoot on the grass, for example, so that I could feel better my feet, understand what they were doing, and have a better stride.
Fantastic. I love that. It's something that we don't chat about too often, but first of all, the strength and conditioning, but that proprioception definitely does make a big difference as well, sort of going forward if you are very injury prone. Well, Federica, thank you very much for that. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that'll get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. And that is it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much to my guest, Federica Di Nicola. Thank you for your time today, Federica. And also thank you to you, Love Ironman in Australia, for your 5-star review on iTunes, saying great triathlon training podcast. Always looking for the next episode. Great variety of interviews in all things triathlon. Learned heaps to get ready for my Ironman. It'll help if I can read. Love Ironman. Thank you very much for that iTunes review. It is much appreciated. And thank you for listening. Thank you for listening too. We're back again tomorrow. Have a good one.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.